Zakh Mishnah Vayit Masechta Shavuos Perik Dalid Mishnah Hey. Someone goes over to Reuven and Shimon and he says to them, "Ashbi ani alechem, I impose a shvuah upon you. Im lo savayu isuiduni, if you don't come and testify for me, sheyeshli biyad plani, that I have in the hand of so and so pekadain, a deposit that I left with him. Let's say it was before Shabbos. I needed a place to put my wallet. Groinim, standing by his window, I said, Groinim, can you please hold my wallet till after Shabbos? And Reuven and Shimon were aides to this. And now Groinim says, wallet, what wallet? I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me a wallet. So I am Ashbia, Reuven and Shimon, that should come and testify that I deposited something with Groinim. Usasumas Yad, and a loan that I lent him. Yeah, I lent him money and you know about it. The Batanura explains that a loan is called Tesumas Yad because you placed the money in the borrower's hand. You saw me. Besides for the Pekadon, besides the fact he was supposed to watch my wallet, I lent him money. Vigazel. And he also has something that was stolen from me. And not only that, the Aveda. And there's something that I lost that he found. So basically, this person has a major problem with Groinim. Because Groinim not only took his wallet to watch, not only took a loan from him, Groinim also has something that was stolen from him, found something that belongs to this person. And Reuven and Shimon, they're aides to all of this. And their response is, Shvua she'ein anu yoidin lecha aides. We swear that we don't know any aides for you. And it turns out that it's not true. They did know. They knew that Groinim took his wallet. They knew he took the Pekadon. They knew that he borrowed money from him. They know about the Gezela. They knew that he found something that he lost. But ein chayoven ala echas. The mice of the Edom are only chayav once. Because they made one statement. We don't know any aides for you. However, if their response was, what? What are you talking about? You gave Groinim your wallet? You lent him money? He found something? Shvua. We swear she'ein onu yoidin. And here they're very specific. We don't know she'esh l'cha biyat ploinit pekadon. We don't know that your wallet is by Groinim. Literally, pekadon is a deposit. Usasumas yad. We don't know that you loaned him money. About the gazela. The Aveda, we don't know that something is lost. Ah, that's how they said it. So chayovn al kalachas vachas. Then it turns out it's not true. They knew all of this. Then they're mechuyev to bring a separate carbon for each and every one of the things they say they didn't know about. They didn't know about the pekadon. They didn't know about the loan. They didn't know about the gzela. They didn't know about the Aveda. Now we're going to see a little bit of a different case. In the previous case, we spoke about pekadon, a loan, gzela, and Aveda. All somehow wound up in Groinim's hands. So these are all different kinds of halachis. Hilchos Pekadon is one siman of Shulchan Aruch. Alone has different halachis. Gzela has different halachis. Aveda has different halachis. Now we're talking about one thing. Only Pekadon, but different types of pekdainas. In this case, as the Mishnah continues, Mashbiyani Aleichem, someone says to two Edim, I impose a shvu upon you, imloy savayu, if you don't come. So Yiduni and say Aidas to me, Sheyeshli biat plani, that I have by so and so, that I have by Groinim and our marshal, Pekadon, a deposit of Chitin, wheat, Usa'irin, barley, Vekusmin and spelt. Three of the Chameshas Hamina. And their response is, what, us? You want us to testify that Groinim has your wheat, barley, and spelt? Shvua she'ein ani yoidim l'cha Aidas. We swear that we don't know any testimony for you. Again, ain chayav and ela achas. They're only chayav once. But if they say, if they're specific in their denial, and they say, shvua she'ein ani yoidin l'cha edus, we know no edus on your behalf, sheyesh l'cha biyad plenty, that you have in Groinim's hand. Again, Groinim is a name. It's a mashal. Here they're specific. We don't know that you have by him chit and wheat, a sayin or bali, a kismin or spelt. Oh, you made that kind of a shvua. Chayav and al kalachas v'achas. Now they have to bring a carbon for each of the items. So in the first case, he made them swear, or wanted them to swear, or was mashbiya, imposed the shvua on them. But all kinds of different transactions that went on with Groinim. If the response was, we know nothing, and it turns out it wasn't true, they have to bring one carbon. If they were specific, we don't know about the pekadon, we don't know about the loan, we don't know about the gzela, the aveda, they have to bring a carbon for each. In the second case, we're talking about only a pekadon, only a deposit. There's no gzela or aveda over here. There's no loan over here, but there's different types of deposits. He said to them, please testify that he has my wheat, barley, and spelt. If they answered one statement, we know nothing, they have to make one carbon shvu. If they said, we don't know that he has your wheat, barley, and spelt, they either swear to that effect or answer amen to his shvuah, and they're mechuyev separately for each of those items.